USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now signs that social distancing is working. That's the message from President Trump during the afternoon coronavirus task force briefing. There are over 386,000 cases of the virus across the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the task force is examining the racial disparity in the number of cases. There are over 138,000 cases of the virus in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the U.S. Navy ship Comfort is now being used to treat infected people.
When you transition from non-COVID patients to COVID, the capacity of the ship goes from 1,000 beds down to 500 beds, but it can treat 500 COVID patients adequately and safely, and that's what we're transitioning into operation now.
Originally, the ship was to be used to treat hospital overflow patients. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.